We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Better Living, a show about the people and organizations that make an impact in our area. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi. Halloween Spectacular Friscovania, the focus of today's show, happening October 27th in Frisco. This event not only provides fun for the whole family, it's also raising money for the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County. I have three guests in studio to talk about Friscovania. Up first, Misha Stearns. She's the event's music co-director. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
All right. So, thank you very much. Did you drive all the way from Frisco to come here today?
All the way from Oak Cliff, Texas.
So not that far then.
Not that far at all.
Okay, good. All right. So that'll bring up my first question.
Yeah.
If you're from Oak Cliff, what are you doing out in Frisco helping out with Friscovania?
So actually, I'm from Fort Worth, if you really want to get technical about it.
All right.
However, Frisco serves as our, I guess, facility, our space for which we hold Friscovania. The Frisco community has been very, very giving, very, very supportive of our events. So we want to continue to elevate Frisco.
All right. Let's talk about what Friscovania is. Explain what this event is, because it's a group, but
yep.
Friscovania is an event.
It's an event. So we're in our third year with Friscovania, and it came as a result of, you know, one of our really good friends was diagnosed with breast cancer. And when I say our, model behaviors consist of a lot of different models from the industry who reside in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And one of our makeup artist friends was diagnosed with cancer in March 2015. At the time, she was given stage 4 prognosis. Okay. They gave her a week to live. And this young lady actually had a 4-year-old son, was given a week to live. We were going to go all in to make sure that she had the resources that she needed to provide for her son, but also live a quality life for however long that may be. Anyway, she lived 2 more months, and that was it, and left her son behind. And we knew how important, how excited she was about Halloween. So we decided to do something in her honor to help benefit her son. And so Friscovania came to fruition with the assistance of Tony Munoz Hunt and the Hunt family. Of course, they're affiliated with Toyota Stadium as the owners of FC Dallas. We decided to have our inaugural event in 2015, and we were expecting just a mere 500 people. You know, we didn't have time to plan for this thing. We just kind of...
500 is still pretty good.
Look, I mean,
it's pretty good.
It is, and we had 3,000.
Really?
3,000.
For the first foray into something like this,
yeah.
Massive success.
Very much so.
Did you have any experience with charities or nonprofits up until this point?
I did. I've been an executive director for a nonprofit previously. But before that, like in the late 90s, I did a lot of event planning for professional athletes. But I mean, as a group, as a team, we really came together, and there's so many skill sets that were just showing out during that time frame. We really only gave ourselves maybe 2 months to plan this event.
Really?
Everyone came together. I think it's about, maybe 12 or 13 individuals that's a part of Model Behaviors, as well as other volunteers, but just a small group that committed to fundraising, that committed to putting on a bomb fashion show, that committed to, you know, getting sponsors. We had giveaways. We had auctions. We did a lot our very first year with just a small core group of people and had such a huge presence in Frisco.
Do you feel like you had a real focused effort? You got a lot done real quick.
Yeah.
But you had to do a lot real quick. Did
Seriously.
It feel smooth, or was this one of those things where it just kind of started happening and then it snowballed?
Yeah,
and
we woke up like that. No, it felt kind of chaotic, but it was organized chaotic, you know, or chaos rather. Again, with the group being incredibly supportive, you never felt like you were out there on an island by yourself. There was always someone there willing to help out of that core group. Within literally 2 months period of time, we raised a ton of money, and we did a lot for that event.
Was there any thought to maybe just raising money for her son, having a big event, raising money for him? I know that a lot of people do that for benefits. Instead, you decided to actually put that money into an organization and turn this into a charitable event. Was that always a part of Friskovania?
It was. The main reason why is because there's so many other youth out there that could benefit from those types of services. And we chose the City House of Plano. And that organization is geared towards individuals who have aged out of the foster care system. We didn't know what the future was going to hold for this young man, a little boy, rather. He's still a little boy. So we definitely wanted to think about not only how he could benefit, but again, the greater good of others who are in similar situations.
For that first group that you worked with, how did you guys figure out who you were going to donate this money to? When you're putting on an event of this size, the amount of money that you're raising, you want to make sure that you're giving it to a good organization.
Absolutely. You know, I want to say that our founder of Model Behaviors, Toni Munoz-Hunt, she was really responsible for spearheading that aspect of it.
Misha Stearns is my guest. She's the music co-director of Friskovania. You can find them online at friskovania.com. The event happening October 27th over at Toyota Stadium in Frisco. We need to learn a little bit about Model Behaviors. What is this organization that kind of started all this?
Yes, it started off as a blog. And again, going back to Toni Munoz-Hunt, it was a vision of hers to provide healthy wellness tips, you know, mommy tips, fashion tips. It started off as a simple blog that just kind of blossomed. She continued to cultivate into it. And she started asking some of her model friends to be affiliated with it as behaviorists. So that's what we are. We provide various stories that might interest other individuals, or maybe it doesn't, but it makes it sound like we're important. So we will.
So what do you do for Model Behaviors?
I did a story last summer. It was just a story about my life. And it was funny how it, you know, I got a lot of people that commented on it or had some good things to say or say, oh, I can relate to what you experienced as a child or some of my passions and beliefs growing up. So I just kind of told my story. But my platform and what I want to contribute to the organization is I'm really into domestic violence. Prevention, rather. Excuse me. Let me clarify.
I think everybody kind of understood what you meant, but yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so I lost a very dear friend to domestic violence, so I became really involved or interested in making sure that we put the word out, and it has no name, face, or even socioeconomic levels associated with it. We really need to make sure there's organizations out there to help people who are going through things like that.
So it really sounds like charitable nonprofits. Yeah. It is a big part of who you are and what you like to do.
Absolutely.
Do you think that that is something that you grew up with, or is that something that you kind of taught yourself?
I think it's just, you know, going through life, going through things in life, you know. I mean, of course, my parents instilled a foundation of giving in me for sure. Yeah, it's just, you know, you just meet people and their situations pull at your heartstrings, and you definitely want to help out where you can. If you're blessed to be able to do something like that, why not?
Let's talk about the organization you guys are going to be helping out this year. As you mentioned, you helped City House last year.
Yes.
This year, we're making a switch, and we're going to go with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Collin County. Why this organization?
So we actually interviewed four different organizations, and it was very, very difficult. And I'm sure from that, you know, Matt Denny had to dwindle down to those four. But we figured that the partnership with them would really be able to make the biggest impact in the Collin County community. They're seeking to get funds to go towards their vans, and they need some new vans. I had a personal connection with the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County because when my son was in school, even though I live in Oak Cliff now, we used to live in North Dallas, and he went to school in Collin County. And so he utilized the services of the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County.
Perfect. All right. Yeah. So what did he do with them? What kind of things did he get? As a parent who actually got to see this, what was going on with him there?
They had so many different mentorship programs there. They had individuals from Raytheon would come out and teach them robotics, and they actually participated in a robotic competition with UT Dallas.
Cool.
They also were involved with different organizations with local fraternities and sororities where they gave out scholarships. Those are just two of the things that I can recall off the top of my head. I want to say they even went to a Dallas Mavericks game as well, but in terms of education, that particular organization, Boys and Girls Club of Collin County, does an exceptional job of exposing these at-risk youth to various opportunities.
Did your experience with it kind of maybe help steer Friskovania into who they were going to pick? I mean, if you have experience with an organization, It's probably going to come up.
Yeah. Well, we all voted on our favorites. We all, it was all, I want to say like a closed voting process. We all ranked the different organizations. But there was something about the way the leaders or the organizers associated with the Boys and Girls Club really presented themselves, and it resonated with each and every one of us. It was unanimous. I mean, it truly, truly was. And they have, you know, they have events, rather, of their own that's going on, and we feel like the two of us could really make, we could do humongous things with this particular, this particular Friskovania event this year, rather.
It's a pretty large organization, from my understanding. Is it important for you guys to work with somebody who's going to be able to work with that many kids and to have that kind of impact?
You know, I think the biggest, yes and no. You know, yes, from the standpoint that, you know, we're a small organization with model behaviors. So we definitely need to have someone with a foundation of volunteer support, for sure, because we can't do it ourselves. We can do the legwork and the foundation, but that's it. So from that perspective, yes, but we really want to see who needs it the most, or who needs the funds the most, how those funds are going to be used, and how can it benefit the most people, I guess.
And you said that it's going to go to transportation. I know that the Boys and Girls Clubs, as you mentioned, they focus a lot on after-school programs and summer programs.
Yes.
So it's just making sure that they can cart all these kids around and go do all the fun stuff that you're talking about.
That's right. Pick them up from school. I think they deal with, Matt would know more about this. I'm so sorry. At least 11 schools that I can think of, but maybe even more. They're picking up these students, and the vans are just in poor condition. You know, you don't want anything to happen to these precious children while they're being transported. So,
of course. Yeah. In the course of doing this show, that is something that has come up a lot and not something that I thought about, the idea of just transportation.
Yes.
Where it has such a major impact, whether it's a foundation or in a family's lives. So it's one of those things that you kind of take for granted when your car's running correctly.
That's right.
You don't miss it. When it's not, you're in trouble. So I think that's a great initiative that you guys are doing for them, and it's really going to help them out. Did they approach you with that specific thing that they wanted to do? Did they say, look, the money we're going to raise from Friskovania is going to go specifically to this? Or was it just kind of in general to the Boys and Girls Club, and then maybe it found its way?
They actually specified exactly how they're going to utilize these funds.
Okay.
So that meant a lot to us as well. We wanted to know how much was going towards operational costs, how much was going towards the actual everything that goes along with charity, how much you're going to give back. So we know exactly how their model works, at least in the Collin County branch.
And I think it's important for people that are going to be a part of Friskovania. They're going to pay to get in. Yeah. That money is going to this organization.
Absolutely.
And you know that it's going to be used specifically and for a right purpose.
That's correct.
Make you feel good?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. We all contribute our time on a volunteer basis. So, you know, these folks are, we're all very busy individuals. But if we know that our work is not being done in vain and it's going towards exactly what they're wanting to go towards. They even talked about, you know, they showed us images of the vehicles and what they want to get as well. So we have no doubt in our minds that it's going to be utilized to the greatest degree to accomplish their goals and just transporting these children back and forth.
Let's talk about getting an event like this together. The first one you mentioned happened in, what, you guys got together 3 months?
Less than three months. It's crazy.
We're on the third one, so I'm assuming now you guys learned that it's going to take a little bit more time, and it's going to be a lot easier on you to do that. When did you start planning for this event?
Last year we started planning, I want to say like in December, for this year's event. But of course, with life, you know what I mean, in terms of when you really get down to the nitty-gritty, it's 2 or 3 months before the event.
Sure. So you had the event, took a small break, and then jumped right back into
it.
So, I mean, this is basically a year's worth of planning finally going in to this event. When you know how much organization and time went into something like this, how do you feel when it's about to happen? We're close. It's coming up.
We're very, very close. You know, everything is coming together and lining up very, very nicely with individuals and sponsors such as yourself. It really helps us get the word out and make it bigger and better than ever. I mean, last year we had almost 5,000 individuals show up. And so to think of just 3 years ago in 2016, we were thinking 500. We're cool at 500.
Right.
You know, and so.
What did you expect? You had 5,000 show up. Was that what you guys were planning for?
No.
What did you have planned for?
Maybe three, you know, three, because we had 1,500 the first year. Yeah. So 3,000, I'm sorry, the first year. So maybe, you know, keep along that same line.
Right.
So it's just always amazing. We're always just blown away by the level of support.
People always hope an event doesn't crash. That's really, when you're event planning, it seems like the number one thing you want to be like, I don't want this to go bad.
Yeah.
But you guys were talking about massive success. What do you think has propelled Friscovania to be so successful?
So one of the things that we do, and I don't think I've ever seen this at all, okay? There's an amazing fashion show that we have at the end of Friscovania. Well, at the end of, before we shut it down, basically. It kind of culminates the whole entire event. And we get local designers that are at the top of their game to display some of their latest and their fashion gear for that particular season. And we get the top model agencies, the top models with these modeling agencies. And the runway, man, that runway is like a quarter of a mile long, okay? So, and the music is amazing. And it's live music and the theatrics involved in it. I mean, it draws a crowd. It's almost like going to a show at New York Fashion Week.
Okay, real quick, talk to me a little bit about the Dallas fashion scene. I'm going to shock everyone listening and say that I don't really know much about fashion. I know. You look at the way I'm dressed and you're like, this guy?
This guy surely knows.
Is it a real tight-knit community? Is it more progressive? Is it growing or has it always been pretty steady?
It's always been pretty steady. I'm sure it's growing. I am so far removed after becoming a mommy. I do not know a thing about it anymore. But I'm still committed to doing whatever we can to make it, you know, make sure we preserve the legacy of it. Dallas is a huge market for modeling. It's probably right behind. You have New York. You have L.A. You have Chicago. And then I would say you have Dallas.
Okay. Interesting. So, yeah. So is the runway, is that what you look forward to the most? Is that what you're most excited about for this year?
They haven't booked me for the show. However, I would love to get to that point. You know, maybe later on down the lines, they will allow the model behavior, the behaviorist to actually participate in the fashion show. That might be a good idea.
I think that's not a bad idea at all. All right. So let's see. Let's see what happens. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what is actually going to be happening at Friscovania. Talk to me about a few of the things that people can expect when they show up on October 27th.
So it's for everyone, people of all ages. There's a for the babies as well. There's a cute little Halloween costume contest.
Fun.
For anywhere from infancy all the way up to adulthood. So we have a Halloween costume contest. We have bounce houses. We have face paintings. We have a party sponsored by Tito's Vodka. Of course, that's not for the kiddos, but there's so much. There's photo booths.
There really doesn't seem to be much you guys don't have out there. When you think about kind of a party carnival atmosphere, there's food, there's photo booths,
absolutely,
there's trick-or-treat. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just about everything. I think it's a great event for families, especially during that time of year. You're trying to figure out what you want to do, and I think this is the answer.
I believe you are absolutely spot on. It's been designated as the mayor's safe trick-or-treating zone as well. So it's a place for everyone to go in Frisco and beyond. So we want to extend our reach beyond Frisco as well.
One last time before we wrap up, the event is Friscovania, happening October 27th. That's a Saturday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you need more details or tickets, hit up friscovania.com. Misha Stearns, music co-director of this event, has been my guest. Thank you so much for your time. It was great speaking with you.
It's been fun. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.